Jam. This is Kit.
Hello.
Sarin.
Hello.
And Voodoo.
Hey.
So, first up, I think it's safe to say that anybody who is remotely interested in games is absolutely gripped by the E3 coverage on at the moment. And what I would like to talk about, the thing that stood out for me the most, was how, although Sony, Microsoft and Nintendo are such different companies with such different consoles, the thing that stood out is that they're all realizing that if they want to stay in the game, they need to embrace people who either haven't played games or don't play games very much. And for me, I have to say, I was looking forward most to Nintendo's conference because I'm a big Nintendo fan. But the one that impressed me most was probably Microsoft. Because for me, although I love Xbox and I love the 360, it's always been very into first-person shoot-em-ups and I suppose genres and games most affiliated with really hardcore, dedicated gamers. And I was really surprised to see them rolling out things like a poker game and Viva Pinata and to see Sonic so prominent, as well as Dance Dance Revolution. And when you also consider that they're going to be going big on the live arcades again with big brands such as Lumineers and Pac-Man, I just think it's wonderful that Microsoft have realized they almost need to take a leaf out of Sony and Nintendo's books by trying to be a bit more adventurous about the kind of games they release. So what did you think of the Sony conference then?
The Sony conference, well, it's had mixed feedback, hasn't it? Personally, I was really looking forward to it because I think that Sony usually gives a very good performance. But yeah, this year, you know, not that much that was really outstanding, but they did have some nice things. I think people will be happy that the controller doesn't look like a boomerang anymore.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm all disappointed.
I'm actually disappointed as well.
Oh, I'm glad.
Because it was all that kind of modern chicness, and now it's just the same controller.
I was hoping that when I threw it across the room in a, you know, a total tantrum, it would come back smack me in the head.
Heavenly Sword coming out for it, that looked very nice. 8 days looked good. Yeah, using the iToy more was clever. And I also think attaching the PSP to it is sort of an interesting idea. I don't know how it's going to work, but it's definitely an interesting
mirror.
One.
What
yeah.
Was
you can look behind you while you're racing.
I mean, I do almost feel sorry for Sony because they have had so much stick. And I think it's partly because PlayStation 2 did so well and Sony did so well in sort of capturing casual gamers as well. I mean, seeing how they're just going bigger and bigger on SingStar, I think maybe it's been argued that people's expectations were just too high.
The expectations for the consoles might have been a bit too high for people to be totally innovative with every console, because there's things that we need in each next-gen console. And for Sony to go totally different from that and to have completely new ideas might have been a really bad idea. I think it's good that all the consoles are incorporating kind of similar stuff.
That's a good point. I mean, I think there are things that came up that were just, you know, fascinating to everybody, no matter who. I mean, there's the Halo 3 trailer, which I still cannot download. I got to 60% and then it just wasn't having it, so I haven't seen it. So have you seen it? Voodoo, have you seen it?
Oh yes, don't get me started on Halo 2. Or Halo 3.
So what's it like?
Okay, well, they announced it right at the end. They kind of showed it right at the end of the whole Microsoft talk, and they kind of played it down. They're like, oh, here's a little something from a game which some of you might recognize.
Yeah, wheeled Bill out for it as well.
Yeah, and then as soon as the first kind of keys of the piano came in, everyone realized it was Halo 3. Everyone just started whooping and clapping. The reception was incredible. and yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it doesn't show you any kind of sort of in-game footage in first person or anything, but it's kind of too early for that, really. The trailer's just kind of to set the mood, you know, to show what's going on, where the game is kind of going to begin. I mean, looking on the Halo 3 forum that Bungie have started up, things would be going absolutely crazy with speculation about what the trailer means and what every little detail, what kind of gloves is he wearing, what does that mean, is that an assault rifle he's carrying, you know,
you
all
Halo
kinds of
people
stuff.
Are crazy.
Well, when you think about the fact that Halo 1 basically kind of launched the Xbox, a lot of people could say, and Halo 2 has been the most enduring, most successful Xbox Live game sort of all the way through. There's still hundreds and thousands of people logging on to play it every day now, so I think Halo 3 has definitely got some big expectations to live up to, and I'm not sure if I want to be Bungie right now. I thought one of the most interesting things which Microsoft were talking about, which I think Bill Gates kind of introduced, was this whole concept of live anywhere. I don't know if you've heard about that. Mm. But basically it's so that you can tap into your Xbox Live experience through your PC when you're running Windows and through your mobile phone. Games will be integrated into that. So, for example, with Forza 2, you'll be able to tweak your car and engine on your PC and then send a photograph of that to your friend on his mobile phone so they can have a look at it, and then you'll go onto your 360 to play it. So it's kind of working everything which you have into that experience, which I think
so
is
you
really
can
good.
Never yeah. get away from gaming.
Right, that's right.
Well, I mean, I heard, I don't know if this is right, but is it true that if you're on your PC, you can check who is actually playing Xbox Live, and you can actually message
them from your
PC?
You can do that from Xbox.com already, but they're going to work it in so that you've got the friends list and all of that actually built into your desktop. So you've kind of got it there as soon as you switch on your computer. It's right there in front of you. I mean, the thing which I really love about Microsoft is they do work hard at bringing the gaming community together in a big way, and that's really important to me. So
I think that's going to be the make or break thing with Sony, really. I think Sony realised they've seriously got to give their online gaming a massive overhaul if they are going to compete with Microsoft.
Yes, the PS3 life, isn't it, they're calling it.
But then on the other hand, the sort of world centre of gaming in Japan, they're not that big on online gaming. They are on PCs, but they're not, you know, the console players in Japan aren't that bothered by it. They don't seem to be that interested. However, one of the things everyone is interested in is the Wii.
Definitely.
Which seemed to me sort of interesting, and I thought, well, it's going to be cheap, so, you know, I'll give it a go. And then, of course, I've seen Nintendo's press conference, and they just knocked it out of the park. I mean, you look across the internet now, and every, you know, Xbox fanboy and, you know, people who are Sony through and through, every single person said Nintendo, they just knocked it out of the park. It was,
hilariously
funny. It was endearing, it was fascinating, it was innovative. Shigsy steps on stage, right, with a controller and conducts an orchestra, a computerized orchestra on the Wii, playing the Zelda Overworld theme tune, you know. And he is playing it, and you know that he's playing it because he sometimes slows down a bit, speeds up a bit, and the tune changed with him. He's wearing a bow tie, you know, tails, the whole thing. It was the most amazing start. He's the most amazing guy. Everybody loves Mr. Miyamoto. And it was just fabulous. And you thought, what's that about? You know, I mean, I didn't actually know really what he was doing. It looked fun. And then I realised he really is controlling this thing, you know. And it was just fascinating to actually see the reality of it. And they weren't so much about talking about the Wii as actually showing you how to control the thing, you know. And I was just amazed. I mean, they showed you a bit of Twilight Princess, which was everyone's desperate for the next Zelda game anyway. But one of the things that came up in it, I mean, I think I actually sort of gasped out loud in my house on my own when they showed you Link using a bow and arrow. And when you pull back the bow using your controller, you hear the sound of the bow being pulled back on the controller. When you fire the bow and it impacts on your target, you hear it on your television.
That's incredible.
Were talking about this depth of sound moving across your room. And to me, that was just stunning.
I mean, I think it's incredibly brave of them. They've almost completely separated from Sony and Microsoft, wouldn't you agree? I mean, they're almost going off on their own path.
That's what Miyamoto actually said, I think, is that they are not part of the console war. They are something completely separate. They're taking gaming somewhere else.
They're taking it in a way that frightens gamers, because we sort of go, well, I don't know that. That's not within my comfort zone. But then it's not within the comfort zone of a non-gamer either. It's just new for every single person.
Yeah.
So everyone's back on even terms. A non-gamer isn't going to feel threatened by a gamer who knows more about it, because we don't know any more about it, you know?
But if they can get out there and show it as just really fun, that's all they need to do, isn't it? Because you don't need to feel threatened if something just looks fun. You know, not hit us with stats or anything.
Yeah, and even a game that was, you know, what you would probably consider to be a sort of gamer's game, like Red Steel, where, the, you know, it's a first-person shooter, and there's some sword fighting. You know, the actual use of the controller meant that you no longer have to think about things like, you know, do I invert or do I not invert? That doesn't mean anything when you're actually pointing what is essentially a gun at the screen, mm, or the when you're using it as a sword. Oh, wasn't that amazing? And it was just so much fun. And of course, that brings us right to the end of it when Miyamoto and Mr. Wata, president of Nintendo, get up and play tennis. You know,
yeah. That guy looks so scared that they picked up.
And they get up and play tennis, and it was just, it was so much fun to watch. I think there isn't a gamer around who was watching this stuff who didn't just think, oh, I have got to get myself one of those, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean, because I think with the GameCube, quite a few people sort of brushed off Nintendo, and after the conference, I mean, you had people who are absolutely diehard Microsoft fans go, wow, look at Nintendo, I really, really want a Wii.
You can go if you need to, we're not going to stop you.
And the thing was that when I was talking to Adrian Lacey, the games manager on Rayman the other day, and he was sort of telling me how the whole Rayman thing was going to work and how much control you had and how you had to actually use your body. And he actually told me after the interview, he was saying, you know, I'm actually getting fit doing this.
That's what I was thinking of, because it's also going to break that classic stereotype that you gamers, you know, they're just overweight, sit at home, no physical activity, and the Wii is going to completely change that, isn't it?
Well, it's not going to stop them sitting at home, is it? They're just going to be really, really fit sitting at home.
Massive arms.
I could lift a horse, but I'm not going out. I'm going to play my Wii.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think we can deny that it's been a very interesting E3. I mean, possibly the most interesting I've ever seen. It's
lots of surprises in there, definitely.
Lots of surprises.
I was absolutely glued to the internet when all the announcements were coming out. I just couldn't get enough.
I've just been watching all the game demos on Xbox Live on the 360.
Yeah, Live
all
has
of
been
them.
Totally flooded. That's been quite amazing as well, that's been available through E3.
I was impressed with the coverage they gave it on Xbox Live, and I've been enjoying the demos as well. Has anybody been playing the Lost Planet demo? Looks amazing.
I'm just about to do so.
And there's a test drive one and MotoGP as well. It's great.
I gotta say, it was the Viva Pinata trailer for me. It's like, it's donkeys with
sunglasses
on.
Viva Pinata looks wonderful.
Yeah,
I really want it.
Okay, well, if we're all going to go off now and play some demos, and anyone who hasn't seen the Nintendo conference, please do so immediately, or you should be flogged.